sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with National Weather Service with your community comment. I want to continue to talk about the blue economy, which, as a reminder, includes five sectors: seafood production, tourism, ocean exploration, marine transportation, and coastal resiliency. This time I want to talk about tourism. And just to be clear, I mean the role of the National Weather Service in marine tourism in this area, which is pretty straightforward. We work to keep tourists alive. And I believe that's really good for the region of tourism, besides being the right thing to do. In the process, of course, we work to keep local folks safe as well. Now, the standard weather forecasts are obviously a key tool for keeping tourists safe, but your local National Weather Service team in Eureka has also led some groundbreaking research into developing new forecasts for our local beach hazards. These include the bar forecast for the treacherous entrance to Humboldt Bay and the more recent work to forecast when sneaker waves are possible. But one of our biggest efforts is in public education regarding our local beach hazards, like steep beaches and sneaker waves. This education is in the form of beach signs, presentations to groups and schools, and radio public service announcements like those that run on this radio station. But when we talk about educating tourists about our beach hazards, it may seem like that is not good for the blue economy, the local economy, or any economy for that matter. And that's because it seems like educating people can be thought of as the same as warning people about the dangers of our region, and that could scare folks away. But while there's a place for flat-out warnings, such as for some of our most dangerous beaches, in general, our approach is to educate beachgoers so that they are more knowledgeable about our beaches. This is much more effective, it turns out, to keeping people alive while also ensuring that they don't avoid our beaches out of fear. And we have a little bit of data to back this statement up. This data is for another hazard that's particular to this area, tsunamis, but I think the findings seem very relevant. Several years ago, we interviewed just over 100 out-of-town visitors to the Humboldt County Fair in Ferndale. Only 7 out of that 100 said that seeing a tsunami sign would influence their decision to visit, recreate, or stay in Humboldt County. We asked those 7 people if their decision would be changed if they knew that the region had a program in place to keep people safe, including education. All but one person said that such a plan would cause them to feel fine about visiting the area. So it seems that signs do not scare people off, especially if education is part of the program. So therefore, I believe having a beach safety culture keeps people alive while also keeping our tourism economy humming. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.